Leaving Uncensored is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.
Controlling transmission.
Divided by 1,000 miles of barren wasteland, two men mysteriously linked by alien technology on a podcasting mission to boldly deliver video game news and views directly to your brain. This is Gaming Uncensored. Now, your Gaming Uncensored guides, the dynamic duo, the video game gurus, a man on wheels, and a Yeti with a modem, Jamie and Tommy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How you doing? My name is Jamie Jordan, and this is a brand new episode of Gaming Uncensored, and we are two schmucks that definitely should not be on video. And of course, Tommy, sitting over there, what's on the show this week, man?
We got some Blizzard news, because Blizzard is still a thing. Good news and bad news from Blizzard. Maybe good news, we'll see. Potentially good news, definitely bad news from Blizzard. On top of that, we've got some Grand Theft Auto news, which is, spoiler alert, not Grand Theft Auto 6. So if that's what you're here for, it's not that. But it's still interesting and fun to talk about. Epic decided to do their own version of Among Us. And just basically ripped off Among Us, which is
wow.
Cool. So we'll talk about that if we have some time. I got some game announcements. One that I'm really excited about that I'm hoping we'll get to squeeze in. So yeah, lots of good news. Lots of news. Maybe not all good news, but lots of news on the show, which is good because I've still played absolutely nothing.
I've played a couple hours of Horizon. Man, that game's good. I am now officially back to exactly where we were when we quit, and every time I turn that game on, I'm totally floored by just the game is fabulous, but I am totally floored by the production quality of the PC version. It's stupid. There are people that do PC games, and that's all they do, that don't put out this quality of product. It's insane, this version of Horizon. And if you have not played Horizon Zero Dawn, don't play it on anything else but PC. It's dumb. If you have the rig to run it on PC, because I'm telling you, it is absolutely stunning. And Chad's always making fun of me for playing games 4, 5, 6 years late. Hey, I'm glad I did it this time. Yeah. So, been totally worth it.
Yeah, totally fair. That's great. I'm glad you've been playing something. I'm like trying to dig into the depths of like what I've done for the last couple weeks, and I
know what nothing. You've done, right. And I can verify, ladies and gentlemen. He has done nothing.
Well, I've done a billion things, just none of it gaming related.
You've done a lot of stuff, but none of it gaming related.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on.
Yeah, I had a trip in there to Memphis, as is a usual thing, but was a busy thing. Had a car fail. We were supposed to do a show a couple of days ago, and we did it because my car died, and so we had to scramble to replace a car. So that's what I've been doing the last 2 days. Bought a car today, which is cool, exciting, and now I don't have to worry about it, which is more exciting. I'm just glad to have it off my plate. I started another job, and I think I told you last time that I've got another part-time gig that I'm doing on top of my full-time job, and so, yeah.
You did Genevieve's not, been six actually. Still.
Yeah. Got another media gig at a church, so doing that on top of
a normal gig,
and so, it's a lot.
And so, yet again,
it's life.
And yet again, you make more for your part-time gig than I do. And I know this because I know you and I'm jealous. Yes. Because we now have the same part-time gig and yep. you make a lot more than I do. So
I bet I do.
Yeah, you do.
It was one of those things. You do. Like they were like, hey, we need some help, kind of thing. And I was like, cool, cool. And I was like, I know a lot of people, like I have a connection with the church through a mutual friend and all this kind of stuff. And so I was like, maybe I can help you out. Maybe, you know, I might be a person that can, you know, step in at least on a temporary basis. I don't know that I'm doing this long term because my schedule is just slammed, but at least on a temporary basis, I can help y'all. They're like, cool, here's what we're pay you. And I'm like, yep. Yeah, I'll do that. You know, like this is stuff I love doing. Like it's fun. Yeah. The fact that you're paying me anything is already cool. But I mean, it was pretty generous. And so it's kind of hard to turn down.
It really is fun. And it's even more fun when you're getting paid to do it.
Absolutely.
that helps with the fun factor. We both like what we do on the side. I really do. I don't complain to anybody but you.
Yep.
And I do complain some, but it really is a cool gig.
For sure.
Especially when you're running something like that for people that would not have any chance whatsoever to have that kind of tech if you weren't there. And I think that's the situation that we're both in. And sure. that's really cool. I mean, yeah. to be able to take what we spent our time and got degrees to learn how to do and actually use that is really cool.
Yeah, 100% agree. And so I'm definitely fortunate. I'm happy to be working. It's just busy, and then thus games at this point have been on the back burner. But hopefully soon, things are kind of getting into a groove right now. And then once they get into the groove, we've got to fire some stuff up because Metroid's around the corner, Ghost of Tsushima's around the corner, and then I mean a billion other things that are right down the pike too. And we still have to play Final Fantasy Intergrade, and there's just a lot.
I gotta admit. At some point in the last 2 weeks, I've feared for the longevity of this show because your life has just been totally insane.
Yes.
And I will say the show's going to be around for a while because we have a new announcement that we can't tell you about yet because it's not done, but it's kind of a big deal. And that means we're going to be here. Because
we're committed for a little bit at least,
So there's that, it's a big thing. We can't talk about it yet, but we're excited,
yes, for sure. Absolutely. I will mention too, a couple of tech things. If you are watching this, by the way, shout out to the Patreon guys: Cabbage, Jose, Narc, Duff, Josh, Hector, Spider, Spencer, Kavash, Chad, Zeke, Chris, Brigham, Sam, and Andrew. If any of you guys are watching this, first, good. Because we don't know that this is making it today because we're trying out a new service. And so we're hopeful that everything's going to go well here and you're able to watch this. But if you are watching this, that means you're watching us on a different service that we're testing out this week. And I have the most boring green screen background of all time, which is my actual office. The green screen's over there in a corner.
I've been in your office. I've been in that office multiple times. I know what that office looked like. I actually forgot. Like, I thought you were in Memphis or somewhere. I'm like, where is that?
It kind of does look like a dorm room. It would have been believable for sure. It's a mess. It was me going, I don't really feel like putting up the green screen today. So you get to see both of us in our natural habitats today.
Yeah. And I cringe every time I look at the screen because my video is awful. So I will tell you techie folks out there, if you know of a really, really good camera and I'm willing to spend some money that works well with the Mac, because apparently that's a really major issue that I did not know existed until the last 2 months, I would like to know. I need a new webcam or some way to run the webcam that I've got happier than this. I don't know what this end product's going to look like, but looking at the live, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that the actual recording is improved from this live stream, because the live stream is pretty awful.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's a new service. We're trying it out. Also, to note, we're trying it out. So we're trying it out on the free trial because we're cheap. So we got an hour of this video before it cuts us off.
Right. So
if for whatever reason you're watching on the video and you're like, hey, where did the last little bit of the show go? Go pick it up on the feed, because the rest of it's there.
And on that note, that's him saying we need to get to the news. So let's go.
We like I said, we got lots to talk about. We're going to start with Blizzard. Let me Activision Blizzard, because it's not just Blizzard here, but everything here is Blizzard property. So let me ask you, you want to start with good news or bad news on Blizzard front?
Well, I've been watching bad news all week. I don't know about you. Like, there's some really bad news out there that we may or may not get to.
It's a bummer of a time, isn't it?
It's not a lot of fun. And we can talk about that after the video portion of the show cuts off, perhaps.
Right.
But yeah, let's start with good news.
Good news. So the good news is a caveat of maybe good news if the game's decent. Blizzard is doing an open beta of the Diablo II Resurrected, the remaster of Diablo II, that starts tomorrow. We are recording on Thursday, August 19th, and so this starts on Friday, August 20th. This is an
are
open
we
beta.
In that?
It's an open beta, so open. Anybody could be in it that wants to be in it. They have already done a closed beta for anybody who pre-ordered the game. So if you had it pre-ordered, you could have already been playing it, which I'm trying to think. Our buddy Nate, who we've talked about on the show, was on the show a decade ago or whatever.
Yeah.
He is the biggest Diablo fan that I know. He's the one that got me in Diablo when we were in high school. I don't know that he pre-ordered. I'm kind of curious. I might have to reach out to him and see if he's had any experience with it. But either way, we've got that to play at least for a few days starting tomorrow. So finding the time may be a challenge, but we'll definitely find a time up some Diablo.
I'll find some time. I don't really care. Like, I've got a 17-year-old niece that I will throw out of my room. Say, you can't be here. And we'll play some Diablo, because that I think that just made my weekend right there.
Exactly right, and it's only through the weekend, so you have until the 23rd to check it out. That's exciting, and you can expect to hear some Diablo impressions from us. Lord willing, we can find some time, which is a big if. But Lord willing, we can find some time. We may have to try to throw up some co-op too.
And the creek don't rise. Don't forget that part. We're from the south, and that's the thing.
Lord willing is enough for me right now. That's everything. It's just, whew, you know.
I think everybody listening to the show or watching this knows at this point, but adulthood is not fun. It's not fun.
You know, it has its moments.
It does.
So I bought a new car today, as I mentioned, and that's really fun to drive around in a new car. I also wrote a check that was larger than just about any other check I've ever written in my life today. And that is not fun, right?
No!
Even the things in adulthood that are legit fun, like getting to drive in a new car, come along with massive price tags or some other big, like, twist to them that takes a whole lot of the fun out of it. And so, yes, adulting is tough. It's definitely a lot of good things about it, but man, overall, rough times.
Absolutely, yep.
Speaking of rough times, to transition into the rest of the Blizzard news, which is a bummer. We talked about this on the last show, so we're not going to belabor this, so we can talk about some of the more fun stuff in the show notes today. But worth mentioning, there's been a lot of turnover in specifically of Blizzard employees, people who came over from Blizzard who have been with Blizzard for a long, long time. So not Activision in general, but specifically Blizzard people, starting with J. Allen Brack, who's been the head of Blizzard Entertainment for quite a while. He has officially stepped down. A couple of other execs are stepping into, quote, co-lead Blizzard now, which you know you're doing well when you have two leaders at a company. That means everything is exactly where you want it to be. And we had some good news on Diablo 2 Resurrected. Diablo 4 got some pretty bad news, at least theoretically. The game may be overall good for the company, which is that Louis Barriga, I don't know if I'm pronouncing Barriga his name correctly, he was the director of Diablo 4. He is no longer, nor is Jesse McCree, who is one of the lead designers. They both don't work at Blizzard anymore. What the rationale for that is it something that Blizzard's really wanting to come out and say directly? Which leads you to imply why they're not there anymore. And there's stories of at least one, I think both of them, of being a part of this culture that we talked about in the last show, doing some pretty questionable stuff that makes sense. That if you're wanting to show people that you're taking this seriously, that you're going to clean house with some of the offenders, if these are some of the offenders, then good on them for cleaning house. That's the one thing I'll say, is that if it's making the culture of Blizzard better because you're taking out toxic people, great. As far as game development goes for a game that you and I are at least cautiously looking forward to in Diablo 4, not great. Not great to lose your director and one of your lead designers in the midst of development. And really, I mean, this is a game that we anticipate being out next year, supposed to come out next year, as far as I'm aware. It's in kind of the home stretch, or at least theoretically should be right now, which may make the transition a little bit easier if a lot of things are already kind of on track. But also, you're bringing in new creative vision. Right here at the kind of final steps of the game development process, and that also could create big, big issues. And so Diablo 4 very, very much could directly suffer from this whole fallout happening at Blizzard.
And look, I'm having an issue in gaming right now in that we have so much to play. You and I have so much to play. But the main reason that we have so much to play is because neither one of us has time. The amount of really groundbreaking, good, new content that is coming out is a trickle right now. And I say all that knowing that COVID is still what it is. You got COVID. Lots of people are getting COVID. I'm hearing of more and more people who are fully vaccinated getting COVID, and even some of them ending up in the hospital. So I understand that COVID is an issue. I get all of that. But we talked about last week that we don't particularly have a reason to upgrade our rigs at this point. And I can't remember another time in our history where that was the case. Like, I'm looking at it going, okay, I know I need to upgrade my PC at this point, but I can't give myself a valid reason why. And you mentioned earlier when we started this recording that we are the cheapest people on the planet, and I'll just verify you right now how cheap I am. I did a 7-day free trial of HBO Max on Hulu, and I canceled a couple of my other services to come up with the $15, because that's what you and I do. Like, yep. We have good jobs, we have money, we just don't spend recklessly. We both function that way. At the end of that 7-day free trial, I'm looking at it going, there's like 3 shows on this I want to watch. Is that really worth my $15 a month? And as of right now, I canceled that after the trial because I'm like, I'm going to wait and see if there's a different way that I can get this content. Because one of the shows that I'm rewatching for a reason that I cannot explain to you is Game of Thrones. And apparently, HBO is offering that for free anyway.
Well, there you go.
So, like, I'm trying to convince myself that paying $15 a month for HBO Max is okay. And that's the dumbest thing to have to, because I know a lot of people do it, but I'm like, I think you and I both have the same issue with gaming. We're very careful with where we spend money there because we have so little time. Yeah. And so what I hate most is being in a situation where you're paying for something and you go for an entire year and then you pay for it again and realize that you haven't used it. And I've done that a couple of times. My point is going back to the whole rig situation. I don't have a reason right now to really need a rig or an Xbox. I really need a PlayStation 5. That's it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's not a good place to be.
I agree with almost everything you said up until that point, which I don't know that it's a terrible place. It's a really interesting place we are right now. So a couple points there. You mentioned COVID is absolutely a part of this. I did want to say, hey, go get vaccinated if you're not vaccinated. Yes, people who are vaccinated are still getting COVID. I can attest to that. And some of them are getting really sick. But a lot fewer people who are vaccinated are getting really sick than unvaccinated people. A lot fewer people are spreading it who are vaccinated. Please go get vaccinated if you're not vaccinated. So that said, let me also say, I think part of the thing is that we're not inundated with like the super high level game, even like we got last year. Like last year, we had some really, really good games, right? We had Final Fantasy VII Remake. We had The Last of Us Part II. We had Ghost of Tsushima come out. We had, you know, that level of game. But those were all games that were well on their way before COVID. And so just had to kind of finish in COVID. We got Cyberpunk. we could talk about that another time of what Cyberpunk is. But that to say that there were those games in the pipeline. And it does feel like they have trickled off in large part because of COVID. But there is a lot of compelling software out there that's just not that big AAA kind of game.
Right. And what it feels I'll like to me, that.
There's a lot less of in 2021 gaming than there was in, you know, 15 or 20 years ago in our youth. So it's just a lot less shovelware out there, right? Like there's really few big budget, massive must play games coming out right now. But almost everything that's coming out, It's at least good, decent. You know, it's like at least something I want to check out. And so it's this weird thing of like, if it's The Last of Us Part Two, we have to play it. There's no question. We drop everything else. There's not that happening right now. But everything that's coming out is stuff I still want to play, you know? And so Metroid is going to be that. What was the other game I mentioned? I don't remember what the other game I mentioned a little while ago was.
Metroid and...
Ghost of Tsushima because of the remake or the remaster of that the upgraded version of that for PlayStation 5. We need to play that because we didn't play it last year. But Metroid's that for me because of my fandom of Metroid. It's not going to be that for the whole gaming community. That's still a pretty niche game. There's like, I just look through all of the games that are supposed to come out. Lawn Mowing Simulator on here. That just cracks me up every time at this point. But there's just nothing, you know, on a list here that's coming that's like, okay, drop everything to play that game this year. Lake is coming next month. Diablo is coming next month. I didn't even realize it was that quick after this open beta. You know, like there's good stuff, but it's not The Last of Us Part Two. It's not Final Fantasy. It's not The Witcher, Grand Theft Auto, or any of those things.
And I'm glad you said it the way you did because it's good stuff. It's all really good stuff that we will take time to play. But it's not stuff where I feel like I have to have new hardware of any kind. Like, if you don't have money for an Xbox right now, you're fine. If you don't have money or can't find a PlayStation 5 right now, you're probably fine. Yeah. All the stuff is good, but you don't have to have anything at this point. Which I can't remember ever having this feeling of, okay, it's been 6 months and I don't have PS5 and I don't have an Xbox and I really don't feel like a failure because I don't have either one of those.
Yep, 100%.
It's just different.
There is one must-play game between the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X. One. must play game that you can't play on PlayStation 4, PC, or somewhere else, and that's Ratchet and Clank. There's nothing else that is a must play game on the current gen of platform that's out there. Maybe we'll get there in a year or two. It's just we're not there yet. And so, yeah, if you've been able to pick up a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X, fantastic. But if you haven't, you're not missing out on a ton, honestly, other than Ratchet & Clank, which is brilliant. Best game of the year, in my opinion, and probably will hold up that way looking at what's coming for the rest of the year. That's a brilliant game, but that's the only one. And if that's not something that interests you, or even if it is and you can wait till next year to play it, yeah, kind of who cares? It is a weird time in gaming. We have Game Pass now that is kind of, so one game that I've put about an hour into, I'm still like in the tutorial, is Humankind, which just released. It came out on Game Pass. And so it's one of those games that I'm not paying $50 for when it released because it's a $50 game. Cool. But it's on Game Pass. I'm like, oh, that's interesting to me because it's very Civ-like and I love Civ. And so I'm like, I'm going to fire that up and play that. It's not a game I need to drop everything to play, but it's a game I can kind of have running in the background or whatever. And there's a lot of that type of software out there because of Game Pass and you know, other services like Game Pass, but primarily Game Pass. And I'm curious, is that where we're going to continue to be as an industry once we do someday, God willing, get past COVID stuff? Are we going to go back to those AAA games as regularly as we anticipate? Or are we going to just end up getting a lot of good games made for a Game Pass?
And Humankind's a great example. Humankind is one of those that I'm going to have to like go uninstall The Ascent and install Humankind because I cannot play The Ascent. I did notice that there is a mod community on Nexus Mod because every game has a community at this point on Nexus Mod. But until they mod that game for some mouse and keyboard support, like I can't do anything with it. I hate it because it looks fantastic. And so Humankind's one of those that I may have to go grab and just spend some time with in lieu of The Ascent, because it looks like a lot of fun. You and I played a lot of Civ, and what I'm waiting for and what I'm hoping for with Humankind is that it's not, that it does something different than what Civ does. We love Civ. Civ's great, but there's a zillion Civ games out there. I would like to see Humankind do something. It's like, wow, I've not seen this before. It's been a really long time since I've seen this. Yeah. That's what I want from that.
I agree. I've not played enough of it to say that it does that yet. I'm still in the tutorial. And so far it's very Civ-ish with, you know, its own flavor, but very Civ-ish. But who cares? I'll play a Civ game for part of my Game Pass subscription. You know, like, that's good. I'm not going to go out and buy it on its own, but if I have it, no problem there. So that's the kind of stuff that we have at this point. And it's, I don't know, maybe it's what we have going into the future. I'll say that's the kind of stuff we have at this point, and then this kind of transitions into the next thing. The other thing we have a whole lot of, which was my favorite game of the year, is this remake remaster kind of thing. And so Final Fantasy Remake really feels like an outlier in this kind of category because it was truly redone from the ground up, is a completely different game than the original. And in fact, as we've talked about in small spoiler alert here, we won't go into all the details, but deviates from the original story at the end as well. And so it really is a completely new experience when you're going through it. That's the exception to the rule. The rule, for the most part, is that a bunch of these remake games that are coming out, or remaster games that are coming out, are very, very true to the original. If you played the original 5, 10 years ago, whatever it is, how long it's been since it's come out, you're really kind of going for the nostalgia and picking up, you know, fancier graphics with mostly the same gameplay with maybe convenience features, a la Skyward Sword, that just had that kind of treatment. Another game, I say all that to transition into this story, another game, or actually trio of games, that looks like it's likely getting that treatment is Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, and San Andreas are rumored to be...
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah. So rumored to be in development for a remake. Now...
Well crap, there goes the rest of my life.
Right, exactly. However, how much of a remake that is... yeah, you know, this is it confirmed yet. And so if it's just a kind of repackaging and you're upping the resolution, we've talked about this before. San Andreas is a game that I really, really love when it came out.
And
I
see,
put so much time into it.
That's what I saw was San Andreas is going to be remade. And I was happy about that because of all of the titles that even still, like San Andreas got a lot of credit, but I think in the pantheon of Grand Theft Auto, at least, if not the pantheon of gaming, that San Andreas may be to this day undervalued as a game. San Andreas, really good.
Really good. And really ahead of its time in a lot of ways, which Grand Theft Auto always has been. But San Andreas just did some amazing things. This big old map, getting out of the city thing. And like Vice City is a brilliant game. Vice City is amazing. And even Grand Theft Auto 3 was a good game. But if it's a little flashier graphics, so what the rumor is that they're all being remastered using Unreal Engine and will be a, quote, mix of new and old graphics. If it's that and basically the same game, like, I would love to go back and play those games because it's been since I was in college, right? Like, really, I was in college when all three of those games came out because Houston Grand Theft Auto games came out really quick.
Yeah,
we played San Andreas while we were in the very early stages of doing this show. I don't think I could justify going back to them if they don't do something big, right? Like, if you do something big, if you give it a more than a retexture, then I think I can get behind it. And to be fair, they're going to sell a billion copies, right? Because we are now just talking about the fact that we played these games nearly 20 years ago, right? Like, Grand Theft Auto 3 came out pretty close to 20 years ago. Like, it has to. I'm going to look up the release date on Grand Theft Auto 3. But it has to be pretty close to 20 years ago. So there's a whole generation of gamers who haven't really experienced this original kind of the Grand Theft Auto 3 trilogy, if you want to call it that, the three games before Grand Theft Auto 4. By the way, October 22nd, 2001. So it'll be 20 years in October that Grand Theft Auto 3 came out. Good gracious, man.
Wow. Wow.
That's the most disappointing thing I've heard all day. that's brutal.
Yeah, it is. And the fact, if you think about it, we started this show in 2005, that we've been on the air this long. And I mean, wow.
Yeah.
It almost makes you think, man, we need to go get a life.
Yeah, or I'm just going to go crawl in my coffin over here. Ooh, we're old men. All that said, it may not be that appealing to me because I have really fond memories of playing those games when they came out. But for people who have played Grand Theft Auto 5 and Grand Theft Auto Online, because there are a billion people playing Grand Theft Auto 5. Let me just really quickly, this is the next link in the show notes. Grand Theft Auto 5 has officially now passed 150 million units sold.
Yes.
150 million units of Grand Theft Auto 5. And they've also given the game away on different services. And that you like, you've been able to get it on Game Pass for a while and that kind of stuff. And Grand Theft Auto Online is also in part a separate entity. You can get Grand Theft Auto Online without Grand Theft Auto 5. It's just nuts. That's wild numbers.
I'm not sure, but I think I have a copy of Grand Theft Auto 5 that Epic gave away in one of their free games. That's mind-bending.
Yeah, just a stupid number. Just a crazy, crazy number. It's mind-boggling. I can't wrap my head around that. It's a crazy number. All that to say that obviously they have a big, big audience of people out there that are going to be excited to go pick up some classic Grand Theft Auto stuff. And if they could do something to hook you, you know, again, more than just a retexture, because I think a retexture is going to make it challenging. But if you could do more than just a retexture, you're going to be in pretty good shape. But even if I don't buy it, right? Like, even if it's not our thing, even if we're not super into, like, okay, repackaging this game, it seems brilliant. It kills me because I want them working on Grand Theft Auto 6. I don't want Rockstar spending a second on a remake of any game other than maybe the first Red Dead. That could be a possibility. Outside of that, I want you working on Grand Theft Auto 6. I want to see Grand Theft Auto in the future. But from a purely business standpoint, yeah, it makes all the sense in the world.
And they're bringing up that, you know, they've got a team that they can dedicate to remastering this. And it probably not is not going to take away from Grand Theft Auto 6 whenever you would that hope. Happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But back to the whole COVID thing. I don't think anybody's in a rush at this point to really step into something like a Grand Theft Auto 6 full force, because honestly, and I feel differently this week because of all the stuff that's going on around the world. I think it's why I feel this way, but I this week especially, I'm starting to wonder when and if we're going to come to the end of this new reality that we live in, yeah, and if we're going to get back to doing things the way that we used to do them. And granted, it hasn't been that different from you and I, because we've been around each other, and if we get sick, whatever, we don't care. We know what the risks are, and we're willing to take that. But it does change the way that we live the rest of our everyday lives. And you have a 3-year-old.
Yeah. Like,
I can't imagine having a 3-year-old in this time in history. Like, that's insane, and I feel bad for yeah. you because that's hard.
Yeah,
and it's not good.
I'm struggling a little bit right now because I have a 3-year-old and she has a cold, and so I have a cold after having COVID and after having a stomach bug in the past month. You know, like, it's kind of never ending, and she is getting close to the point where she will have lived half her life under COVID stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's really wild. Just devastating, you know, like, just really, really tough. And yeah, I want there to be an end in sight. Right now it's feeling awful. I'm hoping that will turn around in the next few weeks, a few months, and that it will feel less awful. There was a little light during the early summer, and now it's feeling like that light is fading. Yeah, it is a tough time. There's just a lot it is, going yeah. on. And video games are both an asset during that time, something to help us cope and deal, and also are not immune to all the difficulties that this time brings. And it's going to continue to be a story for at least the next 5 or 6 years, even if COVID clears up tomorrow, because of the setbacks that these companies have had and everything else.
And I just want to mention, and we had joked around earlier in the show that we're going to be around for a while. We're going to be around for a while because it hit me this week when I got a chance to play 2 hours or 3 hours of Horizon, of which I put a minute of it on Patreon, just because I love that shot. While I was playing the 2 hours of Horizon, and Avery has been here, Avery is 17, if that makes you, if you need any more she's to precious. Make you feel old.
Yep.
She's thinking to be 18 in November.
Going to okay. the coffin over here.
That's crazy. But on top of playing video games, she and I have been watching Smallville on Hulu, which, thanks. By the way, if you're into those type of shows, watching Smallville 20 years later, you talk about a show that still holds up. That show is fabulous. And she had never seen it, and we started it 3 days ago, and it's fabulous. And I say all of this to say that those escapes whether it's this show or video games or whatever, those escapes are absolutely necessary. And that's not going away anytime soon. You know, like, I've been in a mood for a couple of weeks, and I fired up Horizon for a couple hours, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's better.
Right?
So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the good news is, as much as there is, you know, disruption in the gaming industry right now, there's still good games coming out. There's still good games being made. We're not going anywhere, which is a good thing. It may look different for the next several years, but it's still going to be here. So that said, one of the things is, and look at this segue. I'm proud of this one. One of the things that's going to look different is we are going to have a new player in the graphics card world. Intel is officially getting into the business of making both discrete and built-in graphics cards. Under right now the code name Arc, or the Arc GPUs under code name Alchemist. There are also other iterations in development that are called Battle Mage, Celestial, and Druid, which are, I mean, if you're gonna go with like graphic card code names, like, go all in. Those are pretty great. So I'm really looking forward to what Battle Mage specs are. But yeah, it makes total sense. Obviously, Intel's a huge player in computer world, and so why not make graphics cards? It is a pretty narrow kind of field right now with NVIDIA and AMD, and especially with the shortages right now, it feels like a good time to kind of put your foot in the door and try to say, hey, we can help fill in some of that gap.
Well,
makes a ton of sense, I think.
The interesting part to me about that story is that the big deal right now is the chip shortage, and you can't, it's not just chips, it's everything. It's hard to get everything.
Yeah, it's hard to buy a car.
But Intel is the chip. Like, they are the chip people. No, my apologies to AMD. I like AMD tech. They do good chips. They just run hot. Like, I got nothing against an AMD chip. We're cheap. I can't believe neither one of us has ever put together an AMD rig. We should, because we're cheap.
I mean, I have. It's been a while. Earlier rigs in my life were AMD rigs for that exact reason. Was I worried about them burning down my house? A little bit. But it all worked out, you know.
and so that, I think it's interesting because, you know, apologies to AMD, but Intel is still the chip.
Yeah.
It's funny to me that Apple is trying to move back to their own chip, because they used to be their own chip, and then they went to Intel, and now they're back to the M1. And I'm looking at the M1 going, okay, how many years is it going to be? How many decades is it going to be before they look up and go, okay, yeah, we have to go back to Intel, because we did this once before and it didn't work. I'm not saying the M1 won't work. You're looking at getting some M1 computers and doing some different things for work. What I'm saying is it adds some bumps to the road when you're using something that is not an Intel chip. So, hey, look at that!
I said you couldn't find me.
I couldn't find you.
Nope.
What?
Because what? I was hiding.
You were hiding.
We were playing hide and seek.
Oh.
And now I said you ate nothing.
And if you're new to the show and you're wondering what's going on, this is Genevieve, and she ends our show. So
she knew we needed to turn on the speaker because she couldn't hear you. So
yeah,
no longer is it, I can't hear him. Now it's turn on the speaker.
Right. Because she's smart that way.
Yes.
So just out of curiosity.
That is Jamie.
That's me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is.
Yep.
Yes, it is. No glasses today.
Yeah, it just took pictures of us to make little avatars, like when we fired up the program, because it's like what we're wearing right now. That's cool.
Can I ask you how much time that we have on this free trial that we have left?
We still have 15 minutes.
Nope, I don't hear you anymore. But I need something to eat.
Okay, so what about if you go get something to eat and we finish the show and you come back in like 10 minutes? How about that?